I often hear this in Sri Lanka. I like to share a joke with you in this connection. So when Sri Lankans come to the center and spend some time, they would leave the center determined to get up at 4:45 in the morning, because that's the time that we get up in the center. So when I meet them after some time, they would share their experiences with me. So they would tell me the first week they were able to get up at 4:45 in the morning. Second week, a thought arises in their mind. Godwin said that we should be kind to our bodies. So maybe I should get up at 5:30. So the next week one gets up at 5:30. And then that week, he remembers, Godwin said that one need not necessarily always meditate with the sitting posture. One can do choiceless awareness in any posture. This brings up a very important point in meditation. Where we use the Dhamma to justify what we like to do. So this is a very interesting area where the mind can play tricks on you. And they can be extremely subtle. They can be extremely subtle, where you can find very logical reasons, reasons from the scriptures, just to justify your laziness. Anyway, that's by the way. About the physical situation, we need to avoid two extremes. One is pampering the body. Now, pampering the body in practical terms is always saying yes to the body. So we want to get up at 4:45, the body says, maybe you should spend more time on your bed, so you say yes. So what happens in life is most of the time we say yes to the body. So that is pampering. You are sitting, focusing on breathing. There's a pain in the knee, the mind says now, stand or change the posture, immediately you say yes. Now the other extreme is always saying no, which means you are unfriendly to the body. Perhaps that can arise from perhaps self-hatred. So in the Dhamma, in meditation, one needs to experience the balance, avoiding these two extremes. So in practical terms, you need to sometimes say yes, you need to sometimes say no. And this you can do in a very friendly, gentle, playful way. Where you say, today, right, I say yes. Sleep till 8 o'clock in the morning. Next day you say, no, no, yesterday I gave in to you, today... You know, the practice becomes so light-hearted. When I try to teach meditation to children, I use this phrase, playing with things. When I teach focusing on breathing, I say, just play with your breath. By the way, I like to share that incident which originated, this phrase that I've been using, playing with. I was asked to teach meditation to a group of young monks in a temple. So before I started introducing meditation, I had a very friendly chat with them. So I asked them, now tell me honestly, what is it that you don't like in the program in the temple? They honestly said, getting up in the morning and meditating. Then I asked them, now tell me honestly, what is it that you enjoy in this temple? They said, playing with the dog. I thought it was really sweet. So I said, meditation is playing with your mind. So since then I have been using this phrase, learning to play with things. Then there is a lightness. So if you can start playing with yourself in relation to pampering and being hard on your body, then something may emerge naturally. Another practical aspect in relation to the question is, of course, don't justify what I am saying always. One can meditate in four postures. Sitting, standing, walking, lying down. So but what is important is by lying down, if you don't fall asleep, that posture can be very relaxing.